okay, Mark, you know how sometimes you see this beautiful scene in real life, and when you snap a photo, it just doesn't do it justice?
Ah, so frustrating.
One local artist who goes by Exandris feels the same way.
I was hiking one day, and I went just a little off the trail, and I saw this magical scene.
She was in the Superstition Mountains,
where everything was just in this pinkish, beautiful glow, and I just was in awe of the beauty of it.
Well, she's a painter, so guess what she did next?
I got a really big 4x8 board, you know, at Home Depot. Then over 2 weeks, I painted the entire landscape.
That's when the real work started. Over the next 4 months, she says she worked nonstop, painting a continuous line that snakes through the entire scene and blends in with most of the landscape.
Yeah, it kind of looks like one of those mazes from a kid's puzzle book. Lots of switchbacks and twists and turns, but it never crosses itself, and it covers that entire 4x8 board.
Exandra says the effect creates more depth to the image. It gives it volume.
It was all planned out so that the underpainting and the overpainting, which is the lines layer, would blend together when you're at a distance. They don't exactly merge, but they work together so that you see the scene that I saw that day when I was hiking.
She calls it waltzing in the superstitions, and this method took her hundreds of extra hours of work, but this is Exandris' style. She calls it her fingerprint. She says she's made at least 50 works of art this way.
I adore traditional painting as well, but this provides a special challenge for me because I love brain teasers and puzzles and things of that nature.
If you are also a lover of brain teasers, Exandris is offering a prize to anyone who can find the two ends of this line.
But be warned, it's a little bit like trying to find the end of a rainbow. The painting is hanging up at Marshall Square in downtown Scottsdale, and a photo of the painting is also on our website at kjzz.org.